We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
It should be a fever dream. It doesn't make any sense. Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
I don't know what it is.
I think this movie got lost in the pandemic because
2020. What's it called?
An American Pickle. A simple Jewish man named Herschel Greenbaum works in a pickle factory. One day he falls into a vat of brine where he is pickled for 100 years and wakes up in modern day Brooklyn. Seth Rogen. Like, okay. This sounds terrible, but I would watch this movie. I'm going to watch this movie. I didn't know it existed.
That's so confusing.
Ahoy, everybody.
Let's see. Was it on?
It's on Netflix.
Although,
buried in there somewhere.
Hulu, I'll have to wait till you're home again.
Uh-oh.
Doesn't realize that I'm in college.
You're just my college team.
I'm still in college. Let's see.
An American pickle. There are no pickles in America, and the streets are paved with cheese.
All right. Not Netflix.
No?
No.
And then it must have moved.
So, I don't know what to tell you then. It's at, YouTube for $4.99. I don't think so.
Now this promo says HBO Max.
Oh, okay.
These things move around so much.
It's one bounces off of one, and then someone else buys it. Yeah.
It's got Sarah Snook, who I love. She was in Succession. Cute little redhead.
Okay.
Yeah, I think this movie got lost to the pandemic, bro. It came out in June of 2020.
Yeah.
We were all in the depths of COVID. So,
yeah, we really were.
We weren't paying attention to much.
We weren't allowed to go to the theaters, so why would we have seen this?
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Fauci, for keeping American Pickle from me.
We weren't, really binging things yet because we didn't really know we were going to be stuck forever.
No. We were like, dude, any day now. This is like two weeks to flatten the curve and then we'll be out.
Wasn't that my whole, listen, we're going to get ahead of this. And in 1 month.
Yeah.
That turned into what, 2 years?
There's a lot of PTSD from that, man.
Oof.
Good morning, everybody. Happy. Uh-huh. It's a jam-packed Whiskey Wednesday, guys, but we got to start here. We got to start right here.
Okay.
On the air, your schedule of events today is absurd. We got a lot going on, okay?
Is a lot going down?
A lot going down.
Are we in the pickle for time?
We've got this show going on. We've got funny car racer Ron Capps calling in at 7:40. Why? Because he's going to be up at the Napa in Mexico today.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I heard they're going to have cars there, too.
They are celebrating their one-year anniversary up at Napa in Mexico. Ron Capps will be there from 10 to 4. They're going to have...
No cap, Ron Capp?
No cap, Ron Capp. They're going to have tool vendors, food trucks, mini car shows. And if you're looking to buy tools, it's their biggest tool sale of the year.
Maybe I get one of them things that wasn't that expensive.
The little magnesium spark maker thingies?
That was the coolest thing ever.
All right, so get yourself that.
I don't think get myself a couple. I just walk around and doing that. Oh, my God.
Yep.
I'm like a
super
villain.
So that's going on today. You're going to save money. Also, Scotty from East Coast Emerald is going to pop in because he's closing that location in North Syracuse. He's moving, and he does not want to pack anything up. So he's going to tell you about all the deals they got going on over at East Coast Emerald behind the Daily Diner in North Syracuse.
Love it.
We have, over the course of these next 2 days, so many tickets to give away. You guys just got to put on your underpants.
I'm wearing.
Are you?
Oh, yep. Yep.
Same as yesterday because you were at a campsite or?
Nope, didn't shower, but no underpants.
Ooh, it's okay. You were in the water a lot yesterday.
I brushed my teeth this morning.
I've got tonight for a whiskey show, I've got tickets to Emo Night. Emo Night is the ultimate emo party over at the Song and Dance. That is coming up on, where's the date on this?
I think it's very soon.
Friday, this Friday.
Yeah, because Boss Man asked me about that, and I said, I think that'd be perfect for
Josh.
So
I'll give these away tonight on Whiskey Wednesday.
That's cool.
put you on the guest list for Emo Night. That's Friday at the Song and Dance.
Those always sell out, too. So that's actually a really good get.
We've also got Evanescence tickets to give away today during the show. And then tomorrow on Cocoa Puffs, he's got lawn seats for Godsmack. So, guys.
Right.
I know we're throwing a lot at you, and you're doing your best to grab it out of the sky.
Just trying to grab a little ticket here, ticket there.
Lock in, as you're going to benefit with deals, you're going to benefit with tickets, and you're going to really just spend a lot of time with us and grow our love, our relationship.
It's the memories that we make along the way.
Friends that we make along the way. So keep it locked. You know how to find us. All the links are available at theshow.fm or twitch.tv/theshow. We're doing it, man. We're bringing Creed back bigger and better than ever.
They're awesome.
It's the summer of Creed.
You go and find a song on that album that isn't a banger.
You can't do it.
Human clay all day.
Yeah. Mark Tremonti was saying when he was here with Miles Kennedy, he's like, Creed's bigger than we've ever been before.
Yep.
Because we shouldn't have turned our back on him in the first place.
Well, I mean, he got a little weird.
Scott did?
Yeah, didn't he get a little weird there for a little while?
They fell into that Nickelback thing where it's like,
yeah, it's cool.
We don't
it's
like
cool
those bands.
Them.
You did. You like Nickelback. You like Creed.
Yep.
You like all those bands.
Yep. You're not turning off Sugar Ray.
You're not turning it off. You like it. Uh-huh. Even a little Crazy Town comes on. You're like, all right, Butterfly. I'm a Butterfly, right. Sugar Baby.
Shifty Shell Shock.
Come, my lady. Come, my lady.
Butterfly, Sugar Baby.
Ahoy, hoy. Happy Whiskey Wednesday. Guys, speaking of tickets, not only are we jam-packed stuffed to the brim with tickets, but our boy Con in the afternoon has freebies for Father's Day. Fist bump your dad with some Five Finger Death Punch tickets.
Oh, cool.
For Father's Day, thanks to our friends at Messes Fireworks. We got to make a drive down 81 in Messes.
Just yesterday, they put up a thing that was like, you know, because now's the season, and I was just like,
Quick short drive.
It really is a really easy drive.
Be listening between 3 and 7 all week long. Con's got those tickets to see Five Finger July 26th with Ava Under Fire and Cody Drinks.
Oh, cool.
Over at the Empower Federal Credit Union, Joni Mahoney, Lakeview Amphitheater for a
concert's over. Concert's over. Sorry, bud.
So, I can relate to this story. Let's go back to, I guess it would have been 2003, 2004.
Wow.
This is going to sound like I'm blaming my wife for something she's not being blamed for. I take all the blame for this.
Oh, boy.
But my wife and I were dating.
My wife!
And the first ever speeding ticket I got was right off John Glenn Boulevard, 690, right before John Glenn Boulevard. I was still in college. She was living in the apartments at Grenadier Village. And she wanted to get home to watch some show on MTV that night.
Oh, did she?
And I'm not blaming my wife!
Did she?
I did not need to drive fast.
Hmm. What did you do earlier that you cost
exactly.
her time?
I'll find
that,
what I'm sure something I did that delayed whatever.
Uh-huh.
But I remember the moment exactly because it was my first speeding ticket I ever had. I remember that my then girlfriend, now wife, wanted to get home to see some MTV show.
Yep.
Now, I wasn't going 108 miles an hour. Ooh-hoo-hoo. I was going probably like 70 something on 690.
Yeah.
But this lady in Arizona wanted to get home to catch Love Island.
Yeah.
So she got clocked going 108 miles an hour in a 65.
I get it. It's a good season.
Driver stated she was trying to get home fast to watch Love Island. Now, the difference between your story and my story is in 2003-04, we didn't have on demand. We didn't have
That's also
TiVo.
True.
Nothing was being recorded.
Or you had the early days of TiVo and no one
early.
No one's buying an $80 box.
So I had to get home because back at the turn of the century, kids, you had to watch the show when it aired.
Yeah.
When it aired.
I mean, in her defense, have you ever seen Caleb McDaniel without a shirt on?
Oh, sister, good point. Is this a thing you have to vote on? So maybe you have to get home to vote.
Or
I didn't know that.
Or else Corbin Mims, whereas Gorgeous, could end up without partner. I don't know. I was just reading off of a list.
Because I know you watch some of this trash sometimes.
I don't know
what
this one is. Yeah, I don't know what this one is. I have no idea.
Authorities charged her with criminal speed and reckless driving while her vehicle was impounded.
Oh, no. Oh, come on. That's not that bad.
108.
Put in a 65.
108?
Put in a 65.
50? 9, you're fine. 10, you're mine.
If it's 55 and she's doing 100, then I'm like, yo, but 65?
Yeah, I'm not going to spoil it, Katie, but sister's educating me, saying me that Love Island is a real-time show where you've got to vote. So apparently sister watches this trash.
Love is in real time.
Love is in real time. The dating competition show streams 6 nights a week at 9 p.m.
Wow.
Featuring singles competing in a tropical villa for a $100,000 prize. Viewers vote for favorite contestants. All right.
And every night.
I guess you do got to get home for that then.
You can watch entering on day one's boyish smile and charm, Bryce Detloff.
How about that? So what is, can you explain or somebody explain to me what the show is? Like who?
I don't know, but I can tell you.
A couple to win?
I can tell you Corbin Mims and Kenzie Anus entered day one.
Anus.
I know, it looks like it says. Mm-hmm. From Kennesaw, Georgia. So I'll tell you that.
Katie says 6 nights a week is why I'm behind. Yeah, who's got time for a show every night of the week?
Wrestling.
Oh, yeah, good point.
It's like wrestling.
Good point.
But no, I don't know what it is. What is the...
Competing for a $100,000 prize. So, like, the couple splits $100,000? Are they a new couple?
Is it that one where they get tested and then they show each other, the other couple's abs, and they're like, you want to touch my abs? And I'm like, no, you can't. And they're like, you win. You didn't touch the other couple's abs.
I should learn more about it. Everyone has to be in a couple. Viewers can vote on their favorite islander or couple depending on the week, and the lowest received votes are vulnerable to leave the island.
Aruba, Aruba.
Okay. All right.
Man.
There's a lot of layers to this. People like it, clearly. Our chat's blowing up. They love it.
These shows are so bad, they're awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I loved all of those Vanderpump and
I'm not a
Summer House.
Like, I really don't like shows about rich people. Like, I can't watch Vanderpump. I can't watch Kardashians.
Kardashians, I could not. That one I couldn't do because they were Real Wives Housewives are stupid sometimes.
The Chrisleys, I hate. I don't like wealthy people.
Chrisleys, I used to have to because then it would do a vocal stem of do Savannah. I'd walk around all the time, Daddy. Like, Daddy, stop it, Daddy. You're going to jail, Daddy.
I know hate's a strong word, but I hate the Chrisleys.
No, I hate them. And now they're suing their lawyer for like $25 million by saying that he did something wrong.
They ripped off a bunch of people.
You did tax fraud.
Yeah, they did tax fraud.
But your lawyer...
They went to jail.
Because he didn't lawyer well enough to get him off.
The president gives him a pardon or whatever.
Yep.
And now I still turn on Instagram or whatever, and they're driving like $200,000 cars.
Yep.
And I'm like, why is there no punishment for the wealthy?
Rich people. Because they put other things in other people's names, I'm sure, so nothing happened, even though they got... actually committed for.
And it pisses me off even more that they're just out
fraud.
There like, hey, y'all, we're driving. Like, F you, bro.
And now
you're
again,
criminals who just got let out.
And again, now suing.
Yeah.
And they'll win. They'll win.
Ugh.
But no, they're just stupid.
They're
I don't know, but the rest of them, because there's a couple members of that family that I think like disowned them and was like, get the hell away from me. But the four of them are the four stupidest people
that
may
exist.
They're the
stupidest humans.
Between the son, the daughter, and the mom, and the beard, and the dad,
and I like that. I kind of like Below Deck, but I also hate the rich people who are renting the boats.
Yes, but that's
like they have the stupidest demands.
But then you would also, I think you would like that one because it's about the cast roasting the people,
the rich people. Right.
That part I like.
Right.
That's why I like a lot of them because you can. There's some other people like there's the rich people, but there's the really, really dumb, not rich people that are just as fun.
Like, I like the working class crew that's doing it, as long as they're getting treated well.
I think you would like Summer House as well, because whereas they're kind of like, what's that word where like mommy and daddy money?
Nepo babies.
They're like that, but they also work all week long,
good.
Weirdly, like 80-hour work weeks.
Good.
But then they go and they party at Summer House.
All right, that's fine. I'll give them a pass.
You might like
I'll give
Summer
them a pass.
House. Again, because there's... Some of them are smart. I don't say all, because there's some very smart people on all those shows, but some of them are just so dumb.
But you gotta remember, funny. I came up in the 1900s when it was like real world. That's are people with jobs in an apartment.
Somewhere else is kind of like real world.
That's what I like.
That's kind of like real world because they have other stuff.
People
and
who
then,
are broke just live in their youth.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch Kim Kardashian figure out what $1 million car she wants to buy.
That one couldn't do.
Get out of here.
Some of the like Real Housewives got a little tedious because a lot of it was that.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, let's just see how rich we can be.
Right.
No, pull each other's hair.
Donkey says, Josh, you fart into a mic for money and are mad at them for not working. No. I'm not saying I work hard. They just work as little as I do, and they have billions of dollars.
Yes.
I do not have that level of money.
And we work hard.
We work hard, and we are not worth millions of dollars.
No.
Twitch.tv/theshow. You want to jump in? Oh, NBC3 won an award yesterday, too. Morning show coverage. Congratulations.
Oh.
We won an award. I just don't know it is yet.
No,
for our Bagelicious broadcast.
Is it live and local coverage?
Probably.
Because we've won a bunch, so we just needed to keep the streak alive. So
yeah, we got to keep winning every single year. It was for... Something I think it is live and local coverage.
Something with our Bagelicious Thanksgiving
broadcast.
Yeah. So that's cool.
You know, the streak is alive, award-winning morning radio show.
Which I think is hilarious just because last year we won for Dirty Dogs.
Hell yeah.
We've won when we tattooed Camp Slut on poor Brandy.
Oh, we've won a whole.
And now they're going to have to be like, and for live, local, great coverage, getting food for the needy Eddie. Food bank.
We are multifaceted.
Yep.
We're not one-trick ponies.
And then we walk out there. Do we go with the Dirty Dogs again?
Hell yeah, charity!
Hell yeah!
Charity rules ass!
The him over the side that says charity rules ass.
Ending food scarcity rules ass!
Hell yeah!
Yeah, so thank you to all of you, obviously, for supporting us and, getting us another trophy for the shelf, baby.
Yeah, whoever heard that, thanks for being just as demented as we are.
All we do is win. But it is, you are right. It has been quite the, those camp slut tattoos.
Right. There's just been
a whole wrestling gimmick.
Various amount.
Charitable causes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I don't know what else we've won.
Between the two of us, this now I think is either my 10th or 11th.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be your, 18th to 19th at this point.
I'm the Taylor Swift of morning radio.
So between the two of us, we've won 30 years.
Condom keychain one.
Condom. Yep. Yep.
Don't feed her ego, Katie.
Yep. And we've won so many that
I've lost track.
Well, I let Tom take a couple.
Yeah, I'm not there.
Because he, for the
Tom
editing.
Tom earned some.
I let Brandy take.
Brandy can take Camp Slut. She got Camp Slut.
Because yep. I was looking around because I have two. And where I do
in the production room. Yeah, I don't need to hoard them.
Well, I mean, take those.
Well, yeah, I'll take them. They're not. They're coming with me.
That'd look cool on a shelf.
Yeah, we've earned those, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, happy Whiskey Wednesday tonight, 7 o'clock, twitch.tv/theshow. I've got tickets to Emo Night coming up this Friday at the Song and Dance.
You would like that too.
I know.
I mean, it's a concert and it's packed, so you might not like that part.
I know. But I would. It's Friday night.
Because I've seen pictures when they do these emo
nights.
They
do what I do for a house party.
Yes. Yep.
They do what I do for a house party.
It's wicked cool.
And I was toying with doing a house party this Friday, but that feels like I'm not supposed to, right?
What's...
Because it's Juneteenth. Am I overthinking it?
What? Because what's going on?
Should a middle-aged white guy be doing a hip-hop house party on Juneteenth?
I mean, it doesn't have to be... Don't wear don't dress like Akeem the... African Dream from WWF in the 90s.
All right.
Then I think you're fine.
All right. I might do a Friday night house party if I'm allowed. I don't know if I don't want to.
I think just.
I don't want to step on anything, any Juneteenth celebration.
It's a holiday, but it's not.
But if it's nice out, I won't because I want to be sitting on my porch.
But it's not like a one that we won't, that people wouldn't be able to, like a Christmas is like family. This one's more like a party.
Mm-hmm.
So you could.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I could. We'll see. We'll talk it out. Ben Riley's got graduation rehearsal.
That's the other thing.
When
is
we
that
call
it's a,
your name,
ugh,
you will step to the top of the stairs.
Ugh,
we will read your name. You will cross the stage.
I'm wrong.
You will shake the principal's hand, and you will make your way off the stage. Do not.
Yeah.
Nope. Make any statements. Do not.
I didn't
make a scene.
Didn't do anything.
You will get off. the stage as soon as your name is said.
I wore cowboy boots.
I kissed the principal. So we both did our own thing.
Yeah, because we weren't allowed to do anything, and everybody expected me to do something.
Please hold your name. Hold your applause till all names are called.
That was one of those that was funny for me things, because everybody thought I was going to do something. They were like, oh, man, I can't wait.
And then you didn't?
It's going to be so funny. I didn't do anything. And that was funny for me.
Mm-hmm.
For that anticipation of them, like, oh, my God, here he's next. And everybody, and I looked, and you could see everyone going,
what's he going to do? Look at you. So meta.
I didn't do anything. Nah. It was funny. I had cowboy boots on. That was good enough.
That's nice. No, they expected something from me, and I gave Diamond Jim a kiss on the cheek, and then I walked off stage.
That was it. You were out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Diamond Jim.
Diamond Jim McLaughlin, man. Hell yeah.
That's funny.
His picture still hangs. If you're in JCB by the principal.
Yeah?
Principal Jim McLaughlin. He was a principal forever.
So they just kept his picture and up there?
I called him Diamond Jim, AJ, and I called him Diamond Jim.
Did he ever care?
He didn't care. The dude was so chill. That's why I kissed him and graduated.
No first names, Mr. Grossman.
Updated schedules will be on Schedule Galaxy, but our practice schedule will be in the SportsU app.
See, that would have driven my mom nuts.
As for school updates, please have Parent Square updated with your Google Calendar.
Those are all
that's
real
too
things.
Much. Yeah,
I'm
see,
saying
that's
too.
Yeah, that. Nope. We just had phone tree. We had a phone tree. Every team, you would have a phone tree. Practice was canceled. You start the
Hit
phone,
the phone tree.
That was all there was.
Hit
there was
the phone
nothing
tree.
Else.
Schedule Galaxy will be updated before.
Sometimes you get there and find out the game's canceled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Any weather related information, I will be texting the parent group chat.
Thank you, Perry.
We're really obnoxious today on a Wednesday, but what are you going to do, you know, guys?
It's summertime.
It's summertime. It's the end of school. We're all reminiscing the end of school. Get your jerseys turned in, please.
Oh, that was the best. All those stank jerseys that you'd bring, and they would huck into boxes and throw into the basement of the school, and they would not wash them and then just leave them there till next year. And then
here's a real conversation
out.
That happened in my house.
Mm.
Why are there basketball jerseys by the door?
Because you were supposed to turn those in 2 months ago, and you didn't.
Nah, you keep them.
Oh.
Let's keep them.
Yeah. Well, no, they're going to probably come knocking looking for those jerseys.
Those are his now.
315-364-1009-KROCK text line. Happy end of the year. Yeah, yesterday, last day of classes for a lot of people.
Yeah.
At least in the high school level. And then we got Regents. Tomorrow's Earth Science for my kid. I'm sure there's Regents every day, but
I hated her.
Those kind of bounce around and
that's the one that I definitely don't think I passed, but I needed to play football, so
yeah,
I passed.
And then there's a Spanish Regents.
I remember that.
Where my kid?
Those are fun.
There's a funny tie into that Spanish class that I'm not going to blow up anybody's spot in, but I can tell you privately. But he does great in Spanish. Like his grades are great.
Yeah,
And he goes,
I'm probably going to fail my Spanish Regents.
And I go, but all your grades are great.
And he goes, yeah, I don't know why. And I go,
maybe you're learning Spanish. Maybe it's getting in there, bud.
Is he not good at, is it still like you have to do the written part and then a speaking part?
I don't know what these Regents look like now.
Because it was hard, but it was fun. Because after you were done, you're like, holy moles, I just spoke in Italian for like 5 straight minutes.
Did you really? You took Italian?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. We only had Spanish or French.
Oh, no. What was nice was that I took Italian for so long that I didn't have to do it in college.
Mm-hmm.
I did that thing where I took, years of it or whatever.
He's
so
taking
in college,
as many, like, because now you can start to get OCC credits and stuff at this level. So
yeah.
I was telling him, like, bro, you might be learning Spanish.
And it's fun.
It might just be sinking in there somehow.
And it's fun because I try to... Every once in a while, I get on a weird thing where I'm like, I'm going to learn Spanish real quick, and I'll download, like, the little apps.
Yeah.
It's hilarious how many random words you just know in Spanish.
Yeah.
And I'm a lot better just saying it back than I am more and, like, reading it. Like, I can read. And honestly, as silly as it is, you know what helps is, like, when Mexican places have their menus in Spanish.
Oh, I love that.
I'm very good now at being like, oh, that says that, and that means that. Okay, that's
oddly enough, I like to watch some of those luchador wrestling matches, and you start to pick up on a couple words.
Listening to soccer on Telemundo, because the announcers are awesome. You pick up on things, because you see what happens. So it's fun. It's all fun.
Joe in chat, the show.fm, Joe's chat says, I had better grades in Spanish than I did in English. Yeah, they're two different. They're two different like skills in a lot of ways.
And how rapidly, you know, Spanish is being spoken, it's good to learn.
I don't think so.
Katie said my kid's two best friends are both Spanish speakers. They try to help him, and he knows nothing. It's sometimes it doesn't click.
And it's hard.
It's hard. It's another language.
Yeah.
Like, I got nothing but respect for people that, like, know multiple languages and can just, like, jump between them.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's impressive as hell.
Like, I know five languages. I barely know English, so not good.
Ken is saying, I remember showing up for the chemistry regents, teacher telling me to go home. I didn't stand a chance of passing it.
Oof.
Well, that's a supportive teacher.
Right? No, I didn't.
I stand my pass with a 72. Hell yeah.
I don't think I had to take chemistry.
I did not.
I don't remember that.
Chemistry.
I remember earth science and then.
Biology.
Was it?
It was earth science, biology, and chemistry, physics. Those were the four.
Okay, no physics.
No,
hell
I did not do
no.
physics.
Hell no.
I got to course two regents. I got to course two math, which was the requirement back in the 90s.
Yep, I remember that. Yep.
I got a 17 on that regents. I had to go to summer school to pass course two, and then they say, that's enough of your math requirement.
I remember that was such a problem that I took course two as a junior with sophomores.
Oh, wow.
Like, I was in that. Like, that's how many times I just couldn't pass it.
That was terrible
at
math.
And then they had the balls to try to stick me with that same terrible teacher that was so bad at course two that I just barely passed. And now he was teaching course three. They tried to put me in with him again. And I remember not even realizing what it was and then realizing it was math course three with this same guy. I remember standing up at the start of the class and walking right out, being like, not happening.
Not doing this
I don't
again.
Need this.
Yeah.
I went right down to the guidance counselor.
Changed it.
She refused. She was like, you will need this in math later on in life. I'm like, no, I will
no,
not.
No, dude. Shout out my
yes,
guidance
you
counselor.
Might, but she refused to drop it. So my other teacher, I won't blow up his spot, just in case, he was like, you don't worry about it. During that, you come down here and you make yourself productive with me in here.
Yeah.
And you're fine. And
I've had a lot of support in my life as I navigated these whatever my brain is. And my guidance counselor, Mrs. Michaels, she was like, you know what? You did your math requirements. Maybe we create like a music major for you. And she built this whole schedule.
See,
and
that's
chorus and
good guidance counselor.
Composition and music theory and all these things. And I loved it.
Mine was checked out. I think it didn't help that they were having all of their offices redone. So for our entire like senior year, they were in like the gym.
Oh, yeah, that would suck.
It was very weird. But yeah, she just, no, not dropping it.
No, Mrs. Michaels was dope.
I'm not going, so you might have to drop it.
She got me through it, bud.
You're going to need it.
She did.
I'm telling you, I'm not. I'm not.
No, chemistry was.
I'm going to make sure my life doesn't need course three.
Chemistry was where, like, my junior year was kind of where we were like, okay, this is probably where I'm checking out. Classes were getting too hard.
Well, I just like that you can more like tailor the kids kind of academic life now.
Yeah.
As opposed to back in our day, it's, you need this, and this.
Yeah.
I don't think I do, but okay.
Bowen says, didn't AJ graduate with the highest Regents diploma but was a C student? Yeah, AJ didn't assert himself, but he's brilliant. So he was smart.
I had a couple friends like that.
He was just naturally smart.
I can't remember exactly because I'm pretty sure, what's perfect for an SAT? 16?
16 or 17.
Then he got either 1450 or 1500.
Yes.
He showed up an hour late to SATs.
Yeah.
He came scampering in, had about 10 or 15 minutes left in whatever the first part was, destroyed it, and then nearly aced the whole thing. I was like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, AJ is just a naturally brilliant mind.
Yeah.
He doesn't assert himself. Like, it's a curse and a blessing at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, he just finished college at 45 years old, but
they're so smart that they get, things are too easy almost, so they get bored with it.
Not me, though, man.
Yeah.
I, in chemistry, that was the year where the Mr. Stribe was like, you just gotta, work with a group and and just, not distract too many people, and we'll be all right. We'll get you through chemistry.
That's what the college lady said the last year. She goes, just contribute, be here every day.
Be a pleasure to have in class, and don't be a distraction. 7.4 coming from Ben. Thank you, Ben. That's high praise. Thank you so much. Was that an impression of me? Pretending to be me? Was that an impression of me? Were you doing me? Was that what that was?
I'll get the show.
Thank you, Thorny, and appreciate that gifted sub and Twitch. Twitch.tv/the show. Appreciate you. Guys, listen. We gotta dump off some Evanescence tickets, all right?
Because that's next Tuesday. Well,
See you next Tuesday.
This Tuesday, because...
Oh, we already passed it, yeah.
Today's Wednesday, so yeah, right? Is it, right, the 23rd?
Your last chance to get free tickets to see Evanescence with Spirit Box out in Albany on Tuesday, June 23rd is on our text line right now, 315-364-1009. Give me a word. What word are they going to text?
Oh, man. Don't put me on the... What was yesterday? Snake?
Snake, yeah. What do you want?
Spirit Box? Box.
Box. Text box.
Box.
To 315-364-1009. And I'll pick some people at random to go to that show. We got to dump these tickets off. And then tonight, I got more tickets on Whiskey Wednesday. It's
Look
a whole...
You, Mr. Man.
Whole thing. It's going to be a fun time. Fuzz is going out there.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll give the tickets to Fuzz.
Thanks for stopping by, Thorian. Appreciate you making the time.
Okay, thank you. Love you. Bye.
So as we, I say get closer to the movie Idiocracy, I think we're pretty much there. I think we got there with the UFC fight. But here's more. Here's more.
Oh, boy.
As the newest social media trend is blue hot dogs. As you boil hot dogs in blue Gatorade.
Oh.
That's what plants crave.
They crave
Cody.
It.
What plants crave.
Where have we seen something like that? That's something. That's
boiled in Gatorade?
And no, you're not Gatorade, but that's already been done, and it was weird.
Well,
was
Heinz like did the blue ketchup and the green ketchup.
Yeah,
remember that?
Well, though, back in the day, that's where it was at. Multicolored ketchups.
Turn the ketchups gay.
Why did you like that? I can't understand.
It was so weird.
That.
The chemicals that we and the popcorn. I remember that forever. The popcorn
changed
color.
That's
that was great.
Funny.
Because that's what happens. The tomatoes and the corn are out where they're turning the vegetables gay, and then it turns you gay
would
by
you
eating the gay ketchup and gay popcorn.
Would you like the recipe?
Yes.
It's not a hard recipe.
Yeah, so let me write
you
this down.
You soak hot dogs in Gatorade for 15
okay.
minutes.
Okay, and then?
Boil. Boom. Blue hot dogs. I guess it wouldn't need to be blue. You could do what? Red?
You could do anything. Like, you could really cook them in anything you want.
Oh,
but
yeah,
you're
Pudgy's
not
a, wife. Remember we... Remember the blue mac and cheese?
Yes.
That just looks like moldy mac and cheese. Why would we do that?
Because we liked color-changing things. We discovered chemicals, and we're like, put that in popcorn real fast.
Videos don't explain how they taste. I'd imagine they probably taste like a...
It's probably not good.
Probably not good.
No. But I mean...
One reviewer said the smell was wild and caught him off guard.
Oh, I bet it's nasty.
Yeah, hot dogs are in boiling Gatorade. That's not a good odor.
I don't like hot dog smell. As it is.
Yeah.
So boil and...
Second favorite Limp Bizkit album, actually.
Oh, Gatorade.
Gatorade flavored hot dog water.
Would there be anything that would be good? Like, what would you be able to boil a hot dog in that's not water that would work? Chocolate milk?
Oh my God, that I almost threw up.
Ooh, chocolate dog.
As a dumb question, you can't boil milk, can you? Well, you can. No, you can't boil milk.
Yeah, that's how I make sometimes my mashed potatoes.
You make a lot of confections with that, so never mind, you can't. So I guess you could.
But I
strawberry milk and hot dogs, bud?
Right. Because I can't think of anything that would work.
Little Stewart's mint milk and hot dogs for him?
Oh, they're peanut butter milk.
I would imagine if you want to expedite diarrhea, you boil some hot dogs and milk, and you, my friend, will be colonoscopy level clean.
It keeps them tender. Nice tender.
You'll be all out. It doesn't work to just soak them in Gatorade.
No, you got to boil them.
You can't grill them. You got to boil them.
Yeah, you got to get all that flavor right in there of cool blue frost.
I don't have the photo on this screen, so I can only show Cody, but do you want to see?
Yeah, what do they look like? Are they blue?
Dude.
You like my Kool-Aid pickles? That wouldn't work.
You know, I'm going to tell you what this looks like.
No,
I'm going to tell you what this looks like.
I don't think.
How did she do that? I'm calling some bluff. Yeah.
Let me describe this to you. You know when like a person's hand gets frostbite?
Yeah.
And their fingers turn black?
Yep.
That's what they look like.
It looks like a Kool-Aid pickle.
But yours has more color than this. This is like a dark,
but like
dark blue.
Like the grape almost, but if it was a blue.
It looks like frostbite fingers.
But I don't think it would look like that if they...
What Gatorade is that blue that if you soak them for 50 minutes then boil it, it would, like, I don't think that would do that, would
you
it?
You don't?
I don't know.
Well, now you gotta try it, bud. You won't.
I will you eat them.
No. Nope.
I'm not eating it. I'll 100% make you blue Gatorade hot dogs tonight.
I love a hot dog, but I ain't eating a blue Gatorade hot dog.
I'm bringing them in for you tomorrow. Make you some blue hot dogs.
You know that you'd be the one punished for that. Because the things that would come out of my lower region after eating a Gatorade hot dog.
Well, I'll make them. It'll be okay because we're off Friday. So you eat them Thursday. Now you're your family's problem.
I'm coming over. No, I'm coming over. I'm coming over.
You just show up.
Hey!
I just hear.
What?
Stupid knuckle!
Yeah, don't. Yeah.
And it's just you at the door. I'm falling hot dogs.
I got farty belly while we in.
Why are you here? My wife said.
I can't be.
It's your wife and kids dropping you off.
Take him.
You get back here!
You made him eat the hot dogs. He's staying with you.
Stay with you.
I have to fart at your house.
Dear Summer, we've got your road trip ready truck at Burdick Toyota in Cicero, where you can lease a new 26 Toyota Tacoma SR5 double cab, now just $385 a month, 36 months with $4,000 total due at signing, just $385 a month for this ever-dependable mid-size 4x4 truck at Burdick Toyota. Qualified buyers can get 3.99 APR financing for an efficient 48 months. Make every day a play day in your new Toyota Tacoma. Signed, Burdick Toyota in Cicero. Come test drive in person or shop online with SmartPath at burdicktoyota.com. 36 months lease, tax, $750 acquisition fee, $197.50 dock fee due at signing, DMV extra, 10,000 miles per year, 15 cents per thereafter, security deposit waived, special APR is $22.13 per month per 1,000 finance. Both offers with approved credit through TFS. See store for details. TSRP 43149 ends 6/30/26.
Electricity is more than a source of energy. At its best, electricity is a rush, a thrill, a feeling. From hybrids to plug-in hybrids to the all-electric Lexus RZ, this is our take on electric. One that puts what you need, what makes you feel confident, inspired, excited, above all else. After all, if it doesn't spark something in you, is it really electric? See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Whiskey Wednesday! Tonight, 7 o'clock. I will go live from my home, and you will be at your home or job or beach. I don't care where you are. I'll be in my house, and I'll be sipping on some booze, and you can tune in. Grab a drink with me, 7 p.m., twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm. All of our links and live streams are right there on one simple website, mobile-friendly.
Nice. What you doing?
Watch it. Anything? I don't know. I got a bunch of strays now because I've been doing a few weeks in new bottles.
I know that. Yeah, keep going.
So my windowsill is just full of different bottles now.
So eventually you can do the kamikaze.
No.
Yeah.
No, and the reason why.
Because you'll throw it up if you do that.
When I get too crazy with the cheese whiz on a Whiskey Wednesday, I can sometimes feel like a little hangover. Like if it's like a rye whiskey.
Yeah, just
I feel
different
crappy the next day.
Make you groggier.
Yeah, so I don't want to feel crappy during the show, if that makes any sense. But I know what you want me to do it for the comedic value.
Get a World Cup style whiskey. I did
a New York City whiskey last week, and I tried to find, there's a Maker's Mark's Nick's whiskey.
Oh, cool.
But I couldn't find it anywhere. But they already won, so I guess it doesn't matter. As a Knicks fan for about 100 days.
And it helped, I completely forgot till I saw the jar. I think it helped that every game I was smoking Mellow's weed.
Oh, we'll see. Then we did this. We should be in the parade with Danhausen tomorrow.
And she doesn't have it anymore. Deb used to have, for the longest time, a Patrick Ewing jersey.
Oh!
Because she was a Knicks fan.
Look at Deb!
Because we went, the last time they were in the finals, we went... When they came here that year in the dome.
They played in the dome, yeah.
Yeah.
Spurs.
Yep. And it was awesome. I remember that. And then they did not win that year. Yeah. But this year, they did.
Syracuse's very own Jalen Brunson, MVP.
That's crazy. Every time I see that, it still is like, wait, what? Because it's like, not like a...
It's not like Post
Malone.
Like he moved as a little kid.
He
like,
was here for like 15
he was like,
years.
Yeah, and his dad was here for a long time.
Yeah.
Like the Brunsons have ties to Central New York. So that's very cool.
If you want
to
come here and, you know.
I can understand the need for this, but I can also understand how it could go sideways. And I'm speaking of the robot toilet that drives to your bed. Elderly people, disabled people, great.
Yep.
This is great for them.
But like all these robots.
Fatsos like me are going to be sitting there going, I just got a bed toilet.
I was going to poop in my room.
I don't got to get out of my room.
Your poor wife.
Yeah.
She rolls over to
toilet,
see, what
come
the,
here.
See what the noise is, and it's you on the other side just pooping.
Go back to bed.
There's a presentation video of the robot toilet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I can play just the audio because the video's not loading right now. Here's a little bit of the audio loading.
This is the Xiaoban intelligent toilet robot designed primarily as a mobile, autonomous toilet for elderly people or those with mobility challenges.
Sure,
as instead of the person going to the toilet comes to the person. As soon as you are finished, the robot initiates a built-in bidet system for automated washing,
hey-o!
Followed by a warm air drying cycle.
Hey-o!
From there, the heavy-duty odor control mechanism instantly engages, sealing the internal chamber airtight to trap and neutralize any smells. The robot drives itself back to the docking station.
Goodbye.
It then extends a disposal
arm, for the poop.
Completely flushing both the solid
you.
And liquid waste away.
Oh,
immediately after, it runs an intensive self-cleaning and sanitizing cycle on the bowl, leaving it pristine for the next trip.
So you know how my Roomba returns to its dock, and then when it gets to the dock, it's all sucked up into this big tank?
Yeah.
That's what this is doing?
All I can picture is one, someone's using it, activate bidet. And it just keeps spraying some old person in the ass. And it won't stop spraying.
Stop.
It's just a hard... You say, harder spray?
Stop.
Ow, my butthole! And, or when it goes to empty the stuff, it's like removing waste.
Mm-hmm.
But doesn't get all the way and just malfunctions. And it's just in the middle of your kitchen.
Yeah.
Dropping poops and just drops dump on your kitchen floor.
Oh my God, I have so many more thoughts on this toilet. Because I agree. Mobility issues, great. Elderly people, great.
That's great.
But I just know.
Yeah, everyone else ruins all those things that are supposed to be for those people.
I just think of the one time a year I have a party at my house. And Cody and I are just standing in the kitchen on Christmas Eve and we're drinking our drinks. And then off in the distance, the hell's that thing?
Oh, it's my robot toilet.
What's it doing?
I don't know. I think it thought I had to go, so it came out here.
Oh, you've got the little... Oh, wait a minute. I gives a whole new meaning of butt dialing something.
Oops.
I must have butt dialed my mobile porta potty.
It's big, too. For those of you not... Like, it looks like a small recliner. Like, here's what it looks like.
Oh, I bet it's got to be a decent
size. It's a good size bowl, dude.
Wow.
It's a good size bowl.
That is a pretty decent size bowl. This is the worst Hills Have Eyes sequel I've ever seen.
$13,000 for the robot toilet. What the hell's going on out there?
Worst Hills Have Eyes sequel I've ever seen.
What a world. The Napa Auto Parts up in Mexico, New York celebrates its 1-year anniversary, and you can meet the man himself. Ron Capps will be up there. Ron's on the line with us this morning.
So cool.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are fantastic, Ron. And I tried to learn about your sport a little more last night. I'm not very familiar with NHRA funny car racing. So for like newbies like me and listening, can you explain what funny car racing is?
Well, top fuel and funny car, the cars that we race are 0 to 340 miles per hour in like 3.8 seconds.
Wow.
So, flames coming out of the pipes, 13,000 horsepower engines, and it'll shake your body when you're sitting in the grandstands as a fan. But pretty cool sport, pretty cool to drive that fast.
I was watching an interview where you described what it's like being in the car. There's no suspension, and you're just kind of like trying to keep it straight, right?
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's more G-forces on us than anything on planet Earth except a fighter pilot. We have more G-forces than the space shuttle pilots go through. So.
Wow.
Quite a bit, and it is an e-ticket ride, I'll tell you that much.
We are talking with Ron Capps, NHRA funny car racer for Napa Auto Parts Toyota, and you have the Napa Auto Parts Toyota Supra, right? That's the car you drive?
Yeah, sure is. World's fastest Toyota Supra.
So what is it like partnering up with Napa, having that partnership, and what it's done for your career and the industry?
Well, it's huge for me. I've been driving 30 years now, wow. believe it or not, which I can't even believe. And I've been sponsored by Napa Auto Parts for almost 20 years. So long relationship. It's not a lot of sponsors out there that long that somebody has in motorsports. But it's definitely a great company, and I'm pumped. I've never been in this area, so to be to hang with our fans, I know we got a bunch of them coming today to Mexico, New York, and Al, the owner there, I know we're going to have a blast. They're giving away a bunch of stuff, cool prizes, giveaways, food, refreshments, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, Ron, they got a lot going on up there today in Mexico. Yep. Al and his wife do a great job at that store. And, yeah, we've been promoting it for a week, and everyone's excited to see it today.
Yep.
How did you get into funny car racing? Why is that where you gravitated?
Well, I grew up in a little town of California, and my dad raced at our local little track. But then we would kind of venture out and watch the big dogs race. And when I was a kid, I mean, my heroes that I watched, I ended up getting a phone call from one of them, Don the Snake Prudhomme, who had the Hot Wheels sponsorship when I was a kid, and I actually played with his Hot Wheels. And he's the one who gave me my big break. So I got to drive for Don the Snake Prudhomme for about 10 years, and that kind of kick-started my career.
A lot of people, you know, they see a car and they're like, oh, he's just getting in this car and he's going as fast as he can. You know, what kind of sport is it? But there's a lot to the sport I was learning last night, including all like the technology. You were explaining that like even the shifting is scheduled down to like the millisecond, right? So all the tech that goes into these cars now is crazy.
Yeah, this technology is insane. I mean, we step on the gas and we're 0 to 100 miles per hour in less than 1 second.
Whoa.
It's like 6 G's put on our bodies, and it's a crazy side-by-side, great racing sport. But, you know, it kind of goes hand-in-hand with rock and roll. So I grew up, you know, obviously loving rock and roll, and it's still today. The coolest thing for me is to have my friends that are in rock and roll bands come out and put them right behind the car on the starting line, and that's like being, you know, right in front of the stage at one of the best concerts you can go to.
Feel like when that race is over? Are you like Jell-O?
Pretty close, yeah.
All right, well, get out and see Ron Capps today. He's going to be there 10 to 4 up in Mexico, New York. A lot of tool sales going on. A lot of tool reps will be there.
Yep.
Little mini car show, food trucks, so much. And the man himself, Ron Capps, will be up there. Ron, thank you for making time today. We'll see you later today up at Napa.
Yeah, man. See you guys then.
Take care. Ron Capps will be up at Napa in Mexico.
Yeah. We will.
10 to 4 today. Swing on by.
Is that... I didn't want to say it because I don't sound stupid. Because I used to live down the road from
that drag strip.
Is that Esta? Is that what it is? Is that similar?
I'm going to sound stupid now.
Because you could hear that
too.
Like 2 miles away, and it was awesome.
People who are more knowledgeable are going to say that it's probably different because those Esta drag cars look different than a funny car.
Yeah, they're not the same
funny cars.
But,
like enclosed,
but it's the same like
those Esta cars. Yeah, it's just a straight strip.
Yeah,
I don't think those Esta cars get 340 miles an hour.
I would imagine not.
But it's cool, and he's right. It's loud.
That's cool.
It's really. I don't understand it, but I like to learn about new things, and I was just watching a bunch of his interviews last night. I'm excited to meet him today.
There ain't nothing funny about what he does. I'll tell you right now, it's a serious business.
Bring the C2 out, see what
you
think.
100.9, 106.5, K-Rock.
Let's not forget about our big fishing tournament next Saturday in Phoenix, New York. Come on out to Lock One Distilling. We'll be there at 8 a.m. You can get there early if you want to fish. It is our Masturbators Classic, and it's just for fun. We're just having a good time.
Yep.
You catch a big old fish, we'll weigh it, we'll measure it, and you could win some custom floor mats from Installations Unlimited. Don't bring any shenanigans, no weights in fish, nothing like that.
And maybe a couple other
family-friendly fun event.
Cool prizes that we got.
You're working on some prizes? Cool.
That thing I told you, the boss man.
Yeah,
like,
he said he's
going to
put together like a kid pack, I think. Because
we got to have stuff for some kids. And then we'll throw together some other stuff
as
well.
It is a free fishing weekend, too. So you don't need to worry about your fishing license all next weekend. We'll be out there.
Yep.
Hope to see you.
Bring your live outdoor table thing. So that way you can... cut them up right there and fry us up fresh.
Cody would love that.
Fresh fish sandwiches.
What do you got? Fresh canal bass or whatever the hell's down there?
Yeah.
My kid was giving me a lot of notes. I shouldn't share his tips. He fishes Phoenix a lot.
I know. There's probably some spots up there, but I mean.
I said, what are you going to get in the canal? He goes, probably not going to get anything too big in the canal. You're going to want to go out to the island. So there's your tip.
There you go.
Courtesy of my teenager.
Get out there.
So you can park out on the island in Phoenix, New York. I'll put a whole map up next week so you guys know where to go. But park out on the island, and you can walk over the bridge to Lock One. It's just there's way more parking over on the island than at Lock One, so don't try parking there. But
yeah,
we'll be there. Real quick, because other side of this, I want to get into the top TV dads of all time.
Oh, yeah,
I could debate a couple of these.
And we're master debaters.
We're master debaters. But first, I didn't know these were two different things. I thought we'd always had the McDonald's apple pie. Cody is telling me we have the baked apple pie.
Yeah, this
the
is
the return
baked.
Of the fried apple fried pie apple is a big pie. Deal.
It's been gone for a minute.
Do you know any details on it? I found the commercial.
Keep seeing that there. I probably should have Googled when it comes back.
This is just an old,
I'd like to get that.
Old pie commercial.
Autumn, a time when trees cast new colors. A time for sharing warmth. And at McDonald's, we're doing just that. Sharing the warmth of our new oven-baked apple pies. A cinnamon-dusted crust with golden delicious
apples. That's the oven-baked one.
That's the baked
and
one.
And now yeah. when you buy one, your local McDonald's donates 25 cents to Ronald McDonald Children's Charity.
Oh, how nice.
Who bring warmth and hope Yo. To kids everywhere. Try our new baked apple pie. It's a delicious way to warm your heart.
Shocking is the sign that that guy had that apples were 38 cents a pound.
Oh,
whoa, the times we live
McDonald's
in.
McDonald's is frying up apple pies in honor to honor America's 250th birthday.
You damn right. You damn right. Nothing screams freedom more than apple pie.
I guess they haven't had these in like
a long time.
A long time.
It says 92. I thought it was just a couple years ago.
No,
it was
they were
not.
For the health-conscious viewer, it was introduced in 1968.
Thanks, McDonald's.
It's fried apple pie and the Big Mac hamburger. Big year for McDonald's, 1968. Wow.
But, like, what are they doing? Like, dunking it in the... Because I want to eat an apple pie that's been dunked in the frickin' fry oil more
it's
than anything
oil,
I've ever
imagine.
Wanted to... Because I don't care if it's not... It's not like you're dunking your fish at your pizza places and your wings in the same oil or even next to each other because I do splatter and I can taste it. This is an apple pie and French fry oil, bro.
No, back in my day working in the McDonald's kitchen, you had a chicken fryer, you had a French fry fryer, and you had your filet of fish. You had one little filet of fish fryer down at the end. Because you weren't making as many filet of fishes.
No.
But like you said, you don't want fishy French fries.
No.
Yeah, I guess it's, I don't know, I don't see when it's back though, right?
23rd.
23rd, all
yep.
right. Because I'm asking you this.
Or two for $2.99, which obviously that's the move.
That's the move.
Two for three, bro.
I'm not telling you how to live your life. But you'll get a fried apple pie.
Yeah.
And just some vanilla ice cream, dude.
Yeah.
You combo that up?
I mean.
Combo that up?
You tell me that you don't have an ice cream place on the way back from any random McDonald's? Because I bet you do. And that there you
well,
go.
McDonald's has ice cream.
Oh, that's true. Well,
that's what I was saying. Hopefully, yeah, right.
But no, yes.
Get
that,
a vanilla flurry or something.
Well, they do it now for some of them, but that was the move back in the day when you'd get like the specialty pies or anything. You'd also get just a plain whatever and you know, the McFlurry cup and you're like, I'll just do it myself. And you mush the pie into the McFlurry. That was the move.
We're talking big fat boy talk here.
Because now ice cream season is upon us.
It is. It's here. I've had ice cream probably three times now.
It is here in full force. It's just so good. Once you hit your lips.
Shout out Tones Cones in Phoenix, New York. When you come up for our fishing tournament, Tones Cones
right
there in the corner, dude.
They'll be right there. I'm
dude,
sure they'll be open.
He's making crazy. I got to hit the top of the
No,
aisle.
He does nut
crazy
stuff.
Things.
He does nut stuff.
We
those ice cream
inside.
Pies.
Me and my family, we go inside, we're just eating. I'm just eating my little flurry thing, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
This woman walks in with like a pie tin.
Yep.
Filled with ice cream, like a whole mountain of it.
He makes ice cream pies.
Crazy.
It's he's like a Willy Wonka.
Listen, I'll keep promoting my town of Phoenix, New York all the time. Come visit. We got a lot of fun stuff up there. 7 o'clock on twitch.tv/theshow. It's a Whiskey Wednesday. We'll grab ourselves something to drink. Come hang with me. I'd love it if you were there.
Okay.
You don't even want to give the government your information. You can just watch for free on theshow.fm.
That's pretty good, because I ain't all about giving my government no info.
Uploading any of that information.
They don't need to know where I'm at or what I'm doing.
We are, we've got a whole lot of tickets we're dumping off this week. So tonight on Whiskey Wednesday, I'm going to give y'all passes to Emo Night. That's happening up at the Song and Dance this Friday night.
That'll be fun.
It's basically a DJ playing emo tunes, and you're going to love it because I would love that. So if you want to win those, just tune in tonight, 7 o'clock. I'll pick a bunch of people at random. You will need to have an account, so you will need to get the government information.
Hey!
I'm joking. No one's giving your information to anybody. No. You just sign up for a free account.
Yeah, that ain't going nowhere. I'm sure we can manage to wrangle up a couple to bring to Napa with us maybe even. I'm sure Boston's got a couple like Evanescence or something, right?
I can't imagine. I don't know how many people in Napa would care about an emo night.
No, not emo night. I don't know how many. Because that's almost, if not sold out.
Yes, so it that, is. And then tomorrow yeah. night, Cody will have grass passes, man, on Cocoa Puff. So
get it? Cause it's,
get it? All right.
Because he's standing in the lawn at the show.
Speaking of being high, can I ask you a question that my brain had?
Why me?
Because you're not going to know the answer to this.
Oh.
But, like, how do wasps know where their nest is? I was just standing there staring at a wasp nest last night. How, like, I know pheromones are a thing.
I think it's all that.
But if it flies, like, it's the equivalent of, like, if I got dropped in Oswego and had to walk to the studio in Syracuse.
Yeah.
Sure, I could do it because I know all those roads.
I think you just answered.
They know all their own sky roads,
I
man.
Think they just know type deal where they have that. The only pheromone they have is to smell whatever the hell that hive is. So they probably are just like a honing thing, just right. Like, you know, you have to follow the weird directions in a video game where it's like you're turning the character, but like, that way is highlighted.
All right, that's what JoJo says. Wasps know their nest through a combination of visual landmarks, spatial mapping, and scent recognition before leaving the nest to forage. They perform special test flights to memorize the surrounding environment.
I don't know if it's... Let me see if it's still there. If you can see it.
You got a sting? You got stung?
Dude, can you see it, right?
Where he's showing me his ass cheek. Right. Hold on a second.
No, not almost, though. Like, right on the thigh.
Yeah, what is that?
It crawled up my shorts when I sat down and bit me right on my upper or lower ass. That hurt. Mm-hmm. I jumped up and went, I screamed in a very high-pitched sound.
Up at the, Verona last night?
No. It was a couple days ago, just out. I sat down just out on a walk with Elsa. I sat on a rock, and it must have been right there. It went up the shorts.
Gotta be careful.
Bit me almost in my ass. Well, I say that because I got lucky, because if you take your finger and, like, follow where it could have been.
Ladies, contain yourselves.
It would have stung, like, my winky or scrotes, my goats.
Yes.
And I wouldn't have come in.
I got stung on the scrotes.
A wasp stung my penis.
Whiskey Wednesday tonight, 7 o'clock. I got tickets to Emo Night. Be there or shut up.
Oh.
Sorry, that was
damn,
don't mean to attack.
Sorry.
It's also Father's Day weekend this weekend. Khan has Five Finger Death Punch tickets in the afternoon. Hook up your dad with a concert. Be listening to Khan in the afternoon.
Oh, word.
And, they've ranked the top TV dads. Who would my top TV dad be?
Well, that's good, because that's the only dad I get to have.
Aw, poor Coco.
I don't really know. Let's see. Trying to think of, like, who wouldn't be, you know, not like Peter Griffin or Homer, like a cartoon, and not
Randy
like
Randy Marsh.
Because he would get you in too many shenanigans. I was trying to think of a.
It can be a cartoon.
Like a.
Ooh, Hank Hill would be a good one.
But he isn't supportive for the most part.
He's not.
No, remember, you didn't let Bobby do a lot of things that Bobby wanted to do.
But then Peggy would talk him into it.
Yeah. That's not a bad one. I'm thinking they're all going to end up being not real dads, but, you know, real people. Like, I just blanked on a guy that would be supportive or whatever. Like, even back in the day, like a Tim Taylor.
Okay, sure.
Home Improvement.
Well, let's go through the top 10 at least. This is the best TV dads of all time in a recognition of the upcoming Father's Day holiday. Don't forget about your dad or your stepdad or even your mother celebrates. I don't care who you get gifts for.
That's a good one.
What one?
Bob Belcher.
Bob Belcher's number three on this list.
Oh, is he? All right, that's a good one.
What makes Bob Belcher a good dad? He's always very supportive.
Extremely supportive. They got a restaurant.
Yeah.
They're not swimming in the money, but he always makes sure his kids are happy.
I find if you had to describe me as a dad, I'm a combination of the Belchers.
You do own a burger restaurant.
I do own a burger restaurant.
You do.
I see a lot of me in the Belchers, and you bring that up a lot. Because the mom is always like, I'm always, you know, wanting to look at photos of my kids. Thank you for loving me.
It is funny how they are, sentimental.
I am very sentimental. Yep. All right. So the top 10. Phil Dunphy, Modern Family.
That's all right.
That's a good dad.
That is a good one.
Kind of dopey.
I do like that one.
I don't like the dopey dad tropes they do on TV.
Yeah.
But at
least with that one, like, it made sense.
Mm-hmm.
The hot wife made sense because he's a good looking dude. They didn't stick some hot lady with some poor, big, gross, fat guy.
Yep. Okay. Oh, TextLine's got a great point. I'm on their TV right now. They're watching on Twitch, so I'm their favorite TV dad. Thank you.
And I'm on their TV right now, so I'm their favorite TV daddy.
Oh. Number nine, Mike Brady, Brady Bunch.
I didn't watch enough Brady Bunch, but I know he again.
He seemed like a good dad, right?
Seemed pretty cool. I mean, he was definitely getting on with Alice, right? I mean,
was he? Yeah.
Wasn't she only like 40
bro.
In real life stuff? Isn't
Alice's
that
age?
Isn't that crazy thing that we don't like to bring up?
Alice's age. Alice was 43 years old on that show.
Yeah.
She was younger than me.
She was made to be look like a 60-year-old maid.
She was Ann B. Davis was 43 when that show started.
The only episodes of that I weirdly ever saw was when some random butcher would come over to that house and bang Alice.
Her boyfriend, yeah.
Or I'd be like, why would they not? Like, wait till I'm off work. This isn't my house.
But she lived there.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's
Where
true.
Where else is she going to do
yeah,
it?
That, I
that
for,
is
yeah,
her.
I
she had a bedroom.
Yep, yep.
She had a bedroom.
Yeah. See, I didn't watch enough. But yeah.
Number eight, Homer Simpson. I don't think Homer Simpson is a good dad.
See, that's what I mean with the, I get it's cartoons,
he
but.
He strangles his children.
Yes. Not even in the fun way. Right?
Chokes them.
And he's always coming up with cockamamie schemes.
Herman Munster from the Munsters. I didn't watch any Munsters to really have a reference there.
Me either. I don't remember.
Here's some that we'll get
enough
into.
Enough of it.
These we know. Number six, Danny Tanner, Full House.
That's a good one.
Danny was a good dad.
It's a good one.
He was a widower,
yep.
Right? His wife died, right, on that show?
Yeah. Was it a car accident?
I don't remember. It's tragic.
Everything's tragic. But yeah, it was very weird. And they're like, kill that lady.
As my wife always points out, they always got to kill the mom, don't they?
Well, yeah.
We're going to go see that house this summer. We're going to go see the
Full House house?
Full House house.
It's a real Full House house?
I guess. We're going to track it down in San Fran. Dan Connor, Roseanne. I think Dan Connor was a great dad.
I like that one. I like
if you messed with his kids, he was gonna fight you.
Yep. He went over and beat up what's his name for Jackie?
Yep, for Jackie he did. I remember that guy.
The hell's that guy's name? That's gonna bother me.
You'll find it. Somebody'll tell you.
Because it was like a weird name. It wasn't like you hit Mike.
Mm-hmm.
No. I'll get it later.
Carl Winslow from Family Matters.
Okay.
He was a good dad. He was a provider.
Fisher.
Was his name?
Hell.
You hit Fisher?
You beat up... Dan, you beat up Fisher. You didn't.
Carl Winslow's a good dad. Carl Winslow's a good dad.
That's good. I don't like that one, even though, I mean, again, and, you know, in that weird conspiracy theory, he's a good dad, except for he killed that kid in Detroit.
Oh, and he's on the run, yeah, in Chicago.
Or he moved over there to get away from that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Bob Belcher, Bob's Burgers.
That is a really good one. He is very supportive, open to a lot of things. Smoke crack that one time.
Andy Taylor from the Andy Griffith Show. I didn't know any of the Andy Griffith Show.
I knew that was going to be on there.
Boomers love that show, though.
It's
back when America used to be America. Women knew their place.
That one.
Number one I don't agree with. Number one is Al Bundy from Married with Children.
Dopek. Yeah,
he was a provider.
I get it, but what makes him...
He never seemed happy, but I guess that was part of, like, the family dynamic was they all knew he wasn't happy.
He always took care of them, though.
He hated his job, but he did it.
But again, that was one of
Until he got really good at it and all the sexy ladies wanted him.
That was one of the very first instances I remember of being young, but still knowing enough that it was confusing that he didn't want to have sex with his hot wife.
They tried to convince us that Peg Bundy was not hot. She was hot.
Yeah. Oh, no, the super hot chick's always trying to touch my junk.
Yeah.
Ew, gross.
I know.
Ew.
Like, bro, I know what you're talking about.
Right? Oh, man.
But there was that episode where, for some reason, I don't know why, like, all the ladies at the shoe store were into him.
Yep.
And then Peg was like, well, what if Al leaves me? And they were all worried.
Yeah, no.
Nah, it didn't happen.
They had weird episodes for a while where the dog talked.
The dog did talk for a minute.
Was very sarcastic.
Mm-hmm. He beat up any boyfriend that hurt Kelly. That is true.
Yeah, that's true.
He would beat him up.
Yeah. He supported.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah,
interesting.
So, I agree. He was a good dad.
All right, yeah, I'll take it. It's just a shocking that's been out forever. Mm-hmm. And I've heard a couple of these lists before, and it's always Homer that's number one. So it's interesting that he finally made it.
Well, I think you're forgetting a major fact with Al Bundy.
is that he scored four touchdowns in a single game.
That is true.
In the 1966 City Championship against
that is true.
Andrew Johnson High. He's a,
and
on the Polk.
He's the only
Polk
one
Panthers
that technically kind of gets on the list twice somehow.
For Modern Family?
Because he's the dad.
He is a good dad on that, too.
Of the guy that, or the lady that he, you know, Phil marries.
Yeah, so he is a good dad.
He double dads.
Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, the biggest glow
up. He's a good dad to her son, their yep. son.
Yep.
He's the dad that steps up when the other dad steps down.
9.9-106.5 K-Rock.
Eyeball says take a package of Thin Mints, make a pie crust, fill it with chocolate pudding cover, Cool Whip. Eyeball, shut up.
Oh, sorry.
That sound delicious.
No,
that chocolate
yeah.
cover, some garnish. Mmm.
I like stuff like that and like a grasshopper pie.
Yeah.
Grasshopper ice cream.
I still haven't had a dirt pie or dirt cake.
Oh, yeah. No, ever since we talked about that, you're right. I didn't get that.
I
was going to make it, and I just didn't.
Guys, and you might not be as so chronically online, you know what I'm talking about. And I'm not here to sully anyone's business.
Just his own pants.
This dot cake phenomenon is so stupid.
What's dot cake?
Google a dot cake.
I want a dot cake. Dot cake. What is it? I want dot
cake. It's literally a cake with sprinkles. But because influencers are buying them, they're like, the new viral thing is dot cakes. You see it?
Yeah, I don't understand.
Exactly. There's nothing to understand. They make a cake in a cup, and they put a complete layer of round sprinkles on the top.
Yeah, okay.
And people are lining up for it. And I'm like, it's cake with sprinkles.
Yeah, have you never had a birthday cake? That's a birthday cake.
They're doing one. And again, I'm not against anyone's business. I love you, Cake Bar. I hope you much success. But Cake Bars has one.
Okay.
And I saw, I've seen people go down to Cake Bar in Syracuse and get them.
It's just
which is fine. Go do your thing.
It's what's viral. That's why.
It's what's viral.
That's why.
But it's literally just a cake with sprinkles. And shout out to Cake Bar for making some money off it.
No, make money off of viral things. That's, I don't blame you.
But it's like, it's not a thing.
Interesting, though.
It's a cake in a cup with sprinkles on it.
Yeah. Yeah,
but they do that influencer thing where they drag the spoon across the top.
Yep.
You hear the sound. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I do sometimes like that when they do it like on a crust.
Oh, yeah.
Like a steak. Or
they run
like
their fingers along their iced coffee or whatever.
But yeah, no, that is a silly thing that makes. If you can be real
come
quiet in things, then
come
you can be an influencer.
Me as I find a duck cake. I'm literally obsessed.
I love cake, though. So, I mean, if they want to hook me up with some cake.
For sure.
Let's go. Cake.
Can you think of the strangest thing any of your dogs has ever eaten? I'm reading this article on The Guardian, so I'm asking.
Jughead ate that jar of Vaseline on Christmas Eve.
Oh, my God, that's right.
That one year. Where he squirted poop like a...
that's like so a gross.
Soap dispenser.
Like a soap dispenser.
Oh.
Freddie has not eaten anything weird. He's gotten into things he shouldn't have. Like, he'll get in the garbage from time to time, and then he gets a tummy ache the next day.
Yep.
But nothing weird that, like, we need to call the vet for.
Speck one Christmas... underneath the Christmas tree, unwrapped the wrapper of the present. It was a bag of Hershey Kisses, opened the bag of Hershey Kisses, individually unwrapped, and ate almost the whole bag. Perfectly fine. Maybe a little poop, but it was just content
for
days.
I think it's Baker's chocolate that's dangerous for dogs, not the milk chocolate.
But you're just not supposed to give them chocolate because that's a dog, so don't give them chocolate. But yes, it's that.
The dog got the little wrapper on?
You could count. I'm sure probably ate a wrapper too, but every damn one.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I don't want the wrapper, I want the chocolate.
That's awesome. So I'm reading this article here. This guy's dog ate the F11 key off a keyboard.
Okay, yeah, that's...
Sure.
There we go, okay.
This dog ate 2 pounds of sand. Like, I know the dogs, they're not, like, intelligent, but they know sand isn't food, right?
No, I don't... Sometimes I think they're just stupid. They'll eat dirt.
Yeah.
Shoot some dirt.
Yeah. All of my garden lawn sprinklers.
Oh. Okay. Just
But like, what are they eating them for? Like, there's no taste.
Or are they eating, or are they
destroying? Chewing? It says eating.
Okay, yeah, because Elsa does that.
People have had to have their dogs like stomach pumped because they ate something stupid.
Yep.
We had a cat that ate tinsel off the tree growing up, and then it would poop tinsel strings.
Cats, yeah, that's when dogs, you got to have the tinsel up there.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid dogs.
Bob making nerd jokes. I ate the F5 key before it was refreshing. Because you use F5 to refresh browsers, so he's making out. Nerd jokes.
Out.
Text line had a dog eat a quarter pound of weed, was high for a week.
That sucks.
Whoa.
We had someone here eat it all of, I gave them a big sample pack of gummies,
mm-hmm.
and they left them stupidly where their dog could get it, and their dog ate all of them. It was fine, because it's just weed. You're mm-hmm. just, your dog's going to be really high for a while. And they were.
I gave Freddie those little CBD treats.
He likes it.
And he was cool as a cucumber.
It's like, sup, bro?
This dog ate a TV remote.
No!
Tom's dog ate a whole dish towel. Another time ate an unopened bag of Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah, those are delicious.
B. Lanch's dog ate an entire bush with the Christmas lights on it. She also ate the ant traps that were in the garden.
Oh, my God.
That's Showgirl hilarious. Kristen, when he was a puppy, ate a rock. Then it got stuck in his intestines and cost over $3,000.
Oh, stupid dogs.
Oh, come on, God. Dogs.
Dog, what are you doing, dog?
Knock it off.
Oh, man.
Anyways, what else has your dog eaten? What some dumb things your dog has eaten? Our friends from East Coast Emerald, Scott and Cheryl, are back. Hello, friends.
Good morning, everybody.
Because we are moving, and that store in North Syracuse is in blowout mode, right?
We are trying to
clear all of the accessories that you've got. So run down what the deal is right now, Scotty.
All right, so we are in blowout mode. Everything in the store is 50% off.
Wow.
No exclusions. Mm-hmm. So everything. Well, we're also going to take it one step further. If you purchase more than one item, we'll give another 10% off. So three or more items, another 10%. So you can get up to 60% off right now at East Coast Emerald.
They do not want to pack up this stuff. Go buy it.
No, it's no glass.
I think everybody's going to be excited, you know, with our next chapter coming.
Okay, cool.
We have some plans.
Okay.
We just can't be in the location that we're at right now for certain reasons.
Sure, sure.
And we're going to miss that place. That's where we started.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, you guys, the show has been amazing.
Yeah, you've been there for a while.
Yep.
Yeah, it's been
a
minute.
You guys are family. But so let's get back to it. We're also going to be having a live event there.
Live Cocoa Puffs, blowout Cocoa Puffs. Yep. So here's how it's going to work. Next Thursday, since you're leaving work, right? Next Thursday?
Was it Wednesday?
We were going to do it on, all right. We're going to get with Super Salesman Scott.
Sure, we can do whatever day you want.
I'll leave it up to Cody. You want to do it? I'd rather do it on the Thursday.
We're
going to
do it
Cody.
Thursday at 5 and then re-air at 7.
That's what I have.
Yeah, so we can do that. Fine.
All right,
perfect.
Thursday at 5 because we figure people are leaving work. Once you get home, you don't want to get back out, so we want to be where you are in your car.
You stoners.
So at 5 o'clock, Cody and I will both be down at East Coast Emeralds. He'll do his live Cocoa Puff show. He'll show you all the good stuff you guys got. You're going to get those deals, and then I'll re-air it that night at 7 o'clock.
There's also going to be some special stuff going on that day included into those deals.
Cool.
So we're going to have a ticket giveaway.
Cool.
We're going to do some five-finger death punch ticket giveaway.
Oh, awesome.
Nice.
We're also going to do a Godsmack ticket giveaway here very, very soon.
Okay.
Cool. So we have those things. You can also, anybody who comes in and supports our local business, gets to spin the wheel. There's going to be a ton of free stuff. So come on down, support us as we make this move.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to jump back over in Twitch. Well, you're going to listen to Five Finger Death Punch right now. Get us into the top of the hour. Scotty and Cheryl are going to tell you a couple specialty features that will be happening there that night as well. Okay. We can't talk about it on the radio, but East Coast Emeralds in North Syracuse, only open for a couple more weeks at this point. They want to clear out that store, and that is to benefit you. You are going to save money. And, of course, if you are in Twitch right now, follow that link. Follow the club link right there in twitch.tv/theshow. Thanks, guys.
You're very welcome. Thank you, everybody.
See you there.
Five Finger Death Punch, you will win some tickets possibly to see them courtesy of Con in the afternoon, or like Scotty said earlier, over at East Coast Emeralds, we'll be giving away some Five Finger Death Punch tickets.
Think about that next Thursday. That'll be fun.
We'll
be fun hang.
We'll roll into your 90s at 9. Here's your schedule of events for today. All right, we're going to do this gaming stream. We're going to do hockey because if we get to a game 7, we're going to do
20 minute periods
for a game 7.
We'll play
all right?
for 60 full minutes.
So we'll play that. But today we're going to see if I can maybe keep it alive. Cody could win the Stanley Cup right now.
I've decided that it's been a while since I've gone full bore hit stick style. All
right.
I'm going to have to hit you.
All right, let's do it.
I'm going to hit him.
Scotty believes in you, buddy. He believes in you. So we're going to jump into our gaming stream. Gaming stream powered by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You are buying from Ryan. And then we're going to head up to the Napa Auto Parts in Mexico, New York.
Yep.
10 to 4 today is their 1-year anniversary. Ron Capps on site. Bunch of tool deals, bunch of great offers. Make it worth your time to get over there. Save some money today. And then back on Twitch tonight at 7 p.m. for Whiskey Wednesday. Jeez. Presented by East Coast Emeralds. I'm sure Scotty will be in chat tonight.
I will definitely be in chat.
Scotty tonight. Will be in chat. Hey-o. So we'll be live tonight. More giveaways. Ooh. He's feeling very generous. He's getting loopy in his old age.
That's all he's raised with the red.
Twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm for all the links and live streams. Yes. 90s and 9 kicks off with 311. It's K-Rock.